Good morning, it's 8:49, and joining me in studio as usual is WGBH's Jared Bowen. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Well, you have an interview with a famous movie star this morning, and then we're going to talk about a play that's heralded that was produced in England that's now in this country, and also a film with Nicole Kidman. So let's begin, first of all, with the latest effort by Ben Affleck, his movie Argo.
This is opening in theaters tomorrow, and this is really triumphant for Ben Affleck, I have to say. I mean, we sort of take pride in him anyway, of course, because he's from Boston. He's had a bit of a rough career in terms of his personal life and how he's been exposed in tabloids and some of the hits he's taken as an actor, but he is developed as such a fantastic director, and Argo is complete evidence of that. He has totally matured. This is a fantastic film, and he's pushing his boundaries here because he steps out of Boston. And it tells a story, it's a true story, of six Americans who escaped from the U.S. embassy in Tehran in November of 1979 as the Iranians were storming the embassy, bloodthirsty for American blood because of how we had accepted the Shah into America. And this is the mission by a CIA agent who Ben Affleck plays to extricate those six Americans from Iran, with this ridiculous ruse that they fabricated the story of this Hollywood film, the science fiction film called Argo, and the film didn't actually exist, but they sort of put it into fake production in Hollywood so that they would have a background so that they could go in, take out these six Americans, and they had assigned them each a role on the film, and so that's how they that was the plan anyway to get them out, and it's so suspenseful, it's so tight and so taut, and also very, very funny.
Well, now you actually got a chance to interview Affleck about this movie.
I did, and you know, the funny thing is even though he received a lot of acclaim for Gone Baby Gone and The Town, his last film, he told me he still has fear as a director. He lacks a lot of confidence.
Once you stop worrying about it, you're probably in a lot of trouble. It doesn't agonize me to the same degree that it did, because let's say it's like running a marathon. You know, you've done it once. Now at least you know that you can finish. You know, so some of the fears about, will I even complete this? Will it even be comprehensible? Get pushed aside.
Well, for all the tension this story engenders, it looks from the trailer like there's a good amount of humor as well.
Yeah,
well,
there is a terrific gift in having John Goodman and Alan Arkin both in this film together as the Hollywood component, the ones who helped the CIA agent put this together. And I asked Ben Affleck like why he felt the need to employ humor in such a taut thriller.
Humor is vital. There's gallows humor. Humor is the way we connect to one another as people. It's the only sort of piece of psychology that isn't necessary to our survival, but it's somehow so present and so much a part of what's great about our lives. And it is a tool that we use, you know, to reduce anxiety.
Sounds like the film has a little bit of everything.
It is great, and he's right, because you have this rhythm. You find yourself holding your breath. You can't breathe. You're almost blue in the face. And then finally, you have this release valve, and that's how he described it, too, where you can just let go for a second before you move on to the next tension-filled moment.
Argo and a directorial triumph for Ben Affleck.
Absolutely. I mean, you will definitely be hearing a lot about this, especially at Oscar season. It's very worthy.
Okay. Now, the next production we're talking about is War Horse, which is at the Boston Opera House through October 21st. This is a much heralded production that originated in London. So tell us about this production.
It's based on a children's story in London, and or in England, rather. And it's the story of a boy who has this colt, and he raises this colt on his farm. It's right before World War I, and World War I does break out. The horse is sold into the British. His father has to sell the horse into the British Army, and so it enters war, and eventually gets conscripted on both sides. So it's a British war horse, it's a German war horse, and it's a story of how this boy Albert, who had this great, terrific bond with the horse, then tries to track him down, and so he enters war, and it's this very powerful tale. But what makes it most powerful is the Handspring Puppet Company has designed the horses. And it's a little difficult to explain, because you say puppets and you think marionette and strings and whatnot. But no, these are giant horses,
really?
10 feet tall. There are three puppeteers manipulating the horses from within. Hmm. And it is staggering. Bob, I am a rider. I grew up riding. I ride every summer. And I had a chance to get up and close and personal to the horses the other day for a story I'm shooting for Greater Boston. And it is uncanny. Wow. The ability they have to capture the essence of a horse. everything from the tilt of the head, the swish of the tail, the breathing that happens, and most decidedly in the flick of the ears and how you see so much of a personality of a horse in the ears. And
wow.
I saw the show last night. It opened at the Opera House, and it is fantastic. I have to say, it's probably not for kids. I should warn people. You should probably consult the website and consider it, because it is very adult themes in terms of war, what happens. But it's so evocative, and it's sort of a spare stage. It's got sort of a black background, but it's all in the directing, the lighting, and the puppetry, which is stunning.
All right, War Horse at the Boston Opera House, and very quickly, Paperboy.
The Paperboy. I'm so sorry I'm nearly run out of time, but The Paperboy, this fantastic film. It's sultry, it's sexy, it's sort of a modern-day Tennessee Williams almost, in the sense that while it's set in the 60s, it's about a Miami Times reporter played by Matthew McConaughey trying to get the backstory of this man played by John Cusack, who's imprisoned. Zac Efron, Nicole Kidman are in it. I have to say, the subtitle is sort of, it's the movie where Nicole Kidman pees on Zac Efron, and I have to say, that's not even the worst part of the film, but there's a lot to enjoy. It's sort of a lot of black humor, very dark, very campy, but largely enjoyable and tough.
All right, Paperboy in theaters tomorrow. Thank you so much, Jared Bowen.
Thanks, Bob.